section of the agenda is amended to remove the second item, Bio Energy Development Group LLC, from the agenda.
Okay then, I think we can make that change. Want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to amend the agenda as presented.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. We knew what you meant.
Yeah, thank you, we got there.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Okay, our next item is the approval of the minutes of the November 12 and November 19, 2020 meetings.
They will be as revised, we picked up just a couple of minor typos in there, so.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as revised for November 12 and November 19.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the November 12 and November 19, 2020 meetings as revised. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried, thank you. Okay, our next item is other business. And our first item of other business is Dagsboro Trace, subdivision 2004-34, revised subdivision plan.
This is a revised subdivision plan which proposes to remove the sidewalks from the subdivision. The Planning and Zoning Commission previously reviewed this request at their meeting of Thursday, September 24th, 2020, where they had requested additional information be provided from the applicant prior to a final decision being rendered. The sidewalks have not been installed, and the proposed location of the sidewalks would require the relocation of street lighting and transformers already installed throughout the development. The Planning and Zoning Office has received documentation that 51% of existing property owners within the subdivision consent to the proposed change. The tax parcel is District 233, Map 11, and Parcel 194.01. And District 233, Map 11, Parcel 194.05. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Thank you.
Is that any new information? Didn't we already have that?
We had it as discussion. We haven't approved
it. I thought we already had that. We said we needed to know, did everybody get asked? Not did 51% say yes. So did we ever find that out?
I believe it's coming back because that had been achieved.
So yeah, the last time we discussed it, a representative was here and said that it had.
Okay, I just wanted to, okay.
That's correct.
I've been
and
out.
We have documentation that consensus was reached.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was when you were out.
Yeah, good question.
Okay.
That being the case, Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the revised subdivision plan for Dagsboro Trace 2004-34.
A second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the revised subdivision plan for Dagsboro Trace, subdivision 2004-34. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Clover Point, formerly known as Oak Landing. This is subdivision 2018-9, revised preliminary subdivision plan.
This is a revised preliminary subdivision plan for the creation of a cluster subdivision to consist of 147 single-family lots with private roads, open space, and associated amenities on a 60.199-acre parcel of land. The proposed subdivision is located on the east side of Route 5, Oak Orchard Road. At their meeting of Thursday, September 13th, 2018, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan for what was previously known as the Oak Landing subdivision, subject to 16 conditions. The proposed changes to the plan include the removal of Scarlet Oak Drive, adding cul-de-sacs on both ends of Chestnut Oak Drive, the addition of stormwater management ponds along the project's frontage, and a decrease of 92 lots. The revised preliminary subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 34, and Parcel 97, and the zoning is GR, General Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Any questions or concerns?
Nothing.
Then, Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the revised preliminary subdivision plan for Plover Point, FKA Oak Landing, 2018-9, with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary subdivision plan for Plover Point, formerly known as Oak Landing, subdivision 2018-9, as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Cripple Creek Golf and Country Club, site plan number 82-12.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for a 5,000 square foot pool house, three different building additions, parking modifications, fencing, and pickleball and bocce courts. The property is located off Cripple Creek Drive, which is a private lane that has access from Irons Lane, Sussex County Road 348. While an overall reduction in parking is proposed, staff note the plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 3, Parcel 2, and the zoning is HR2, High Density Residential Zoning District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the revised preliminary site plan for Cripple Creek Golf and Country Club, S89-2, with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Cripple Creek Golf and Country Club site plan number 89-12. As a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, I do have a question about Plover Point. Wouldn't we have to bring that back through the commission since it's a major subdivision?
Yes, I apologize.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I missed that altogether. Sorry about that.
I amend my motion.
Motion
Good
amended.
Job. Motion amended
I got
to bring
back.
It back.
Nice catch.
Yeah.
Do we need the council? Do we need to do that again?
It's probably worth doing.
Yeah,
it just
I think we might.
You can't do it without it. By code, has to come back.
Yeah.
We're gonna
refer back to Plover Point, formerly known as Oak Landing, subdivision 2018-9, for a revised motion. Go ahead, Mr.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. In reference to Plover Point, FKA Oak Landing 2018-9, I move for approval of the preliminary subdivision plan with final approval based on being in front of coming back to the commission for approval.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the Plover Point, formerly known as Oak Landing subdivision 2018-9 preliminary site plan as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just real quick for staff, I think Mr. Larder, oh, you're still here. Sorry. Yes, I'm not as good. Let's say call Mr. Larder and tell him that.
I saw you like looking. I'm like, what? What?
Hey, you got that, Mr. Lardner?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're certainly welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Forgot where we were. Have we done Seaglass? Okay, Seaglass at Rehoboth Beach, formerly known as Corolla Property, site plan number 20-39, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a proposed 224-unit multifamily apartment complex to consist of a clubhouse, pool, dog park, tot lot, 448 parking spaces, and other site improvements located on 18.759 acres plus or minus. The property is located directly east of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, just south of Coastal Highway, Route 1. The applicant is seeking relief for 74 parking spaces to be located within the front setback of a private right-of-way. The preliminary site plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, map 12, parcel 127.01 and 127.10. The zoning is CR1, Commercial Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. I will also mention that I was told by the applicant that they have already submitted all of their agency approvals absent their Sussex Conservation District approval.
This is all the parking spaces they need to do for this? I mean, that's two parking spaces for every unit. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Correct. So
that's all they got to put in there?
So based on the number of guest spaces is proportionate to the number of spaces. So there should be a parking table showing inside the table how it's calculated.
It should be two per unit.
Two per unit. That's it. Wow.
And then you have to be.
And then a half a space for every three-bedroom unit.
I know. I'm living Groundhog Day myself. So anyway,
we went through this about 15 years ago on the parking, and for a while there we were requiring three or something. I can't remember what we did, and we were ending up with
oodles of
paving. Yeah, way overparked, and so we went back. And I know it's counterintuitive. It doesn't look like it's enough.
I mean, it looks like a ton, but if everybody's there, there will be two cars per unit. The whole place will be packed, and then, you know, like, grandma comes over for a visit, has to park over at the fitness center, and then there's a big deal with the fitness center being mad, and then everybody says, well, doesn't the county have any better sense than this?
My grandma would just park behind somebody else.
I just know that Mr. Whitley's right. About 10 or 15 years ago, we went through a public hearing on the ordinance change, and there was a lot of input about it, and the conclusions that were both presented and drawn from all avenues were that we were requiring too much parking, so that's the result of that.
And the flip side of that is you get so much asphalt then.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I get that part. It's just, I've been to a lot of places where I just want to drop off, you know, Jenny's coat that she left at my house, and I can't find a parking place, and so, you know, it just drives you insane. Anyway, okay, that's it. Yeah, I got no other problems with it.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the preliminary site plan for Sea Glass at Rehoboth Beach, FKA Herallo property, S-20-39. With final approval by staff after receipt of Conservation District approval.
Second.
We could do that on this one because this is more of like a commercial multifamily site plan.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Sea Glass at Rehoboth Beach, formerly known as Herallo Property Site Plan 20-39 as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to the receipt of any remaining approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Jerry Ann McLam, Medical Pavilion, Site Plan 20-46, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a proposed 40,000 square foot medical facility to be located off Milton Ellendale Highway, Route 16 in Milton. The plan includes 209 parking spaces, a stormwater management basin, and other site improvements on a parcel of land that is approximately 142 acres. Staff note the potential subdivision of the site is considered, and it was requested by the applicant that the site plan process be pursued while the minor subdivision plans are generated. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 14, Parcel 77. The zoning is C1, General Commercial Zoning District, and HR2, High Density Residential Zoning District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Does it not require interconnectivity to other parcels next to it? Because
it is commercial use in the C1 zoning district.
I believe the parcel adjacent is residential, is zoned AR1.
Yeah, but we've been telling them to get it organized for the future.
Okay.
I'm
sorry, I missed that. Okay. I was worried about the, since it's near 30 and on 16, that it would be able to get to both of them, maybe.
The then we'd have to come back in the future as we remove those three spaces.
Okay, but they've got a plan. Okay. Then I make a motion to accept the preliminary site plan for Jerry Ann McLam Medical Pavilion S-20-46, with final be by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
So moving seconded to approve the Jerry Ann McLam Medical Pavilion site plan S-20-46 as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Quality Care Homes site plan number 20-48 preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a proposed home construction service, offices, and light material storage to be located at 20366 Hopkins Road in Lewis. This plan also includes a proposed infiltration basin and relevant parking. The proposed use is a part of conditional use number 2216, which was approved by the Sussex County Council on August 25th, 2020, and adopted through ordinance number 2735. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 5, Parcel 46.04. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan for Quality Care Homes S-20-48 with the final to be by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the Quality Care Homes site plan 20-48 as preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Are we okay?